Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of civilians have been fleeing the Kurdish-majority city Hasaka since the Syrian airstrike started there on Thursday. Rami Abdul Rahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media more than 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. The airstrikes marked the first time since the start of Syria's civil war in 2011 that Syrian government warplanes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. In Afghanistan, Taliban militants launched a coordinated attack in the strategic northeastern Baghlan province, which links the country with its northern and northeastern provinces. Taliban spokesman used his Twitter account to say that Taliban fighters were providing fierce resistance to Afghan forces in the area. Taliban closed a highway between Baghlan and the neighboring Kunduz province. Kunduz, which briefly fell to the Taliban last year, also has been under Taliban attack for the past few weeks. A woman in the U.S. state of California has been sentenced to 50 months in prison for conspiring to export and cause the export of fighter jet engines, drones, and related technical data to China. Prosecutors say evidence shows the woman was conspiring with Zhang Xinjiang in China between March of 2011 and 2013. He's been described as a technological spy for China. This is VOA News. Myanmar's state councilor Aung San Suu Kyi has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping to discuss the future of relations between the two countries. Aung San Suu Kyi's visit to Beijing is her first major diplomatic mission since her National League for Democracy party won a historic landslide election last year that brought an end to five decades of military rule. UN Children's Fund warns the recruitment of child soldiers in South Sudan is on the rise. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva.
UNICEF reports more than 650 children have been recruited as soldiers by all armed groups in South Sudan so far this year. And UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillarac says it is feared many more children will be forced to fight because of renewed conflict in the capital, Juba, and other parts of the country.
When children are seized by armed groups or forces, they suffer immense physical and psychological long-term damage. And we fear that a further spike in child recruitment could be imminent.
An estimated 16,000 children have been recruited as soldiers since war between the government and rebel groups broke out in December 2013. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump tried to woo African-American voters away from his Democratic Party opponent, Hillary Clinton, on Friday, saying Democrats like Clinton take the African-American vote for granted. Trump also accused Clinton of wanting to give jobs to refugees rather than African-American youths who Trump said have become refugees in their own country. Clinton responded by retweeting an excerpt from Trump's speech with the comment, "This is as ignorant as it is staggering." For the first straight Summer Olympics, Jamaican sprinting star Usain Bolt has won three gold medals after his relay team eased to a victory late Friday in Rio de Janeiro. Here's one of the hundreds of Bolt fans at a party in Kingston, Jamaica.
He's the pride of our island, and we're so proud of him. He has done well. He has turned the word geminate into something. This is something that we will not see again in our lifetime, likely. We are so proud of you, Usain. Awesome! You did Jamaica well!
Bolt now has 9 Olympic gold medals. The women's from the U.S. 4x100 relay won gold on Friday night just ahead of the Jamaican team. Also on Friday evening, Germany won football's gold medal for the first time with a 2-1 victory over Sweden. Sunday will be the concluding ceremony of the Summer Games in Rio. You can get more on what's happening in Rio at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.